All right, so you sent this hamster news thing over, and I gotta say, pretty wild stuff.
Yeah.
Headlines about like global legal battles and Bitcoin getting swiped and then hamster battles.
It's a trip, right? Shows how intertwined everything is getting, even stuff that seems totally random.
For sure. Okay, so hamster news is leading with this whole Binance exec held hostage by regulations thing. Seems one of their execs has been stuck in Nigeria since like February.
Yeah, and his mother's been trying to get the US involved. It's messy, you know, international law, crypto, nobody really knows what's going to happen.
And they actually talk about his mom in the article, how she just wants her son back. Makes it real, you know, beyond the legal stuff.
Absolutely. It's a human story at its core. But it makes you wonder about companies like Binance, right? What's their responsibility when something like this goes down, especially when they're all over the globe?
Yeah, good point. I bet Binance users are paying attention to this one.
Mm.
All right, next up, Hamster News has thrown us a curveball. Headline reads, "Two guys, one laptop, and $230 million in missing Bitcoin." What's the hamsters? Okay, I'm gonna say that last part, but come on.
Even I was shocked by this one. This isn't some small-time hack. These guys were pros. Fake identities, targeted a Genesis creditor. They knew what they were doing.
Genesis creditor. Can you break that down for us a little? Who are they? Why were they targeted?
Right. So Genesis is a big lender in the crypto world, and they've had their own struggles lately, the market being what it is. Targeting a creditor, especially one that's hurting, tells me these hackers did their homework.
So it's not just stealing, it's understanding the whole system and finding the weak points.
Exactly.
Like, how'd they even do it? Hamster News mentions the fake IDs and all, but this sounds next level.
Yeah, so basically they found a loophole, right, in Genesis's security, snuck in the back door, took the Bitcoin, and nobody knew until it was too late. What's really wild is they didn't set off any alarms or anything.
So they were like ghosts in the system. What are the odds of catching these guys getting the Bitcoin back?
Slim to none, honestly. Crypto makes it tough to track this stuff. It's kind of the point, in a way. Like trying to catch smoke with your bare hands, you know? Law enforcement is doing what they can, but.
Not reassuring. Definitely drives home the security thing, right? No matter how much Bitcoin you got, you gotta be careful. Okay, from a $250 million heist to something a bit more cuddly. Hamster News is covering the FTX case, you know, that whole mess. Their headline is, "SBF lawyers launch appeal. Is justice blind?" Or, "Just stuffed with carrots."
Yeah, they're clever. Yeah, so Bankman-Fried's lawyers are saying he wasn't given that whole innocent until proven guilty thing. They're appealing his conviction, the 25 years, the whole nine yards.
Hold on, is that like a real argument, or are they just grasping at straws here?
I mean, everyone deserves a fair trial, right? But to overturn a jury's decision, that's tough. They'd have to prove something major went wrong the first time.
So, uphill battle for SBF. But let's say he does win the appeal somehow. Would that change how crypto is regulated going forward?
Oh, without a doubt. This whole FTX thing, it's a wake-up call for regulators.
Yeah.
How they look at crypto, how to prevent this stuff from happening again. They're paying attention, that's for sure.
One case potentially changing the whole game. All right, so we've had global intrigue, cyber heists, enough legal drama for a movie. But this IS hamster news we're talking about, which means hamster battles are on the menu, and BlackRock, wait, what?
Only Hamster News could pull that off, right?
No. You're kidding. So they've got this little blurb. BlackRock says, "Hold my Bitcoin," snags ETF approval. Sounds like the big investment guys are finally jumping into crypto. You think they're onto something? Is this the start of something big? It's got to mean something, right? BlackRock, they're like, the big leagues, not just throwing money around on a whim.
Totally. If BlackRock thinks Bitcoin's got legs, you know, long term,
Yeah.
that'll turn heads. Could be huge. More investors getting in, maybe calm down those wild price swings.
Right, like legitimizing the whole thing a bit more. But you're not fully convinced yet, huh? About this whole mainstream moment for crypto.
I want to see it to believe it, you know? When I can buy my coffee with Bitcoin, use it for everyday stuff, not just trading, then I'll say crypto's gone mainstream.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Baby steps, I guess. Okay, so last but definitely not least, we got to talk about the headline that started this whole deep dive. Hamster Combat season finale breaks records. Binance launch pool launch imminent. I'll be honest, when I saw that on your list, I was like, okay, cute. But then I read about this Hamster Combat game, and now I kind of want to play it.
Don't worry, I've played a couple rounds. It's addictive.
Seriously. Okay, so for those of us who haven't entered the arena of competitive hamster battling, what is this game and why is everyone freaking out about it?
Yeah.
At its heart, it's a fun little mobile game. Collect these cute hamsters, train them up, battle your friends, classic stuff. But here's the twist. It's all powered by blockchain. That's where the play-to-earn thing comes in.
Right. Hamster News mentioned a Binance launch pool launch. Can you explain that? What is it, and what does it mean for the hamster people?
Sure. So Binance Launch Pool, it's like a way to support new crypto projects. You stake your crypto and you get rewards, new tokens before they even launch publicly. So Hamster Combat, they're launching their own token, and the Launch Pool is the place to get in early.
So early access for the hardcore hamster trainers. Clever.
Exactly. And the fact that Binance is involved, that's a big deal. They're not messing around with small fries, you know. It means they see potential in Hamster Combat and the whole play to earn model.
Which, you gotta admit, is kind of cool. Playing games, having fun, A&D, potentially making some crypto on the side. Is this the future or just a fad?
$1 million question right there. It's still early days, and there are definitely some challenges, like will it last? Is it fair for everyone? But the idea that players can own stuff in the game, actually earn something for their time, that's powerful.
Makes you wonder what's next. Meh. Will we all be in the metaverse battling virtual hamsters for crypto riches?
You never know. But seriously, what we're seeing now, it's a peek into the future. Gaming, finance, tech, all blending together in ways we're just starting to understand. Wild times.
Wild is right. Well, folks, there you have it. Global showdowns, digital heists, and hamsters battling for blockchain supremacy. The crypto world never takes a break. Big thanks for guiding us through this hamster news roller coaster. It's been a blast.
Anytime. Always up for a good deep dive.
Until next time, keep your crypto close, your hamsters closer, and we'll catch you on the flip side.